the congregational prayer.
Lord of presence and power,
be with us on this second step of our Lenten journey to the cross. Lord, even though we hesitated on our Lenten journey, we vowed to come with you through all the trials and fears toward the cross. Remind us again of the commitment you would have us give if we are to become disciples. Forgive our stubbornness and fears. Lead us forward, gracious Lord, up these steps toward the cross. Amen. Let us bow our head. Gracious God, we once again come boldly to you to find help and mercy in the suffering of COVID-19 pandemic. With over 520,000 dead and over 29 million contaminated with coronavirus, we cry out for your never-ending mercy, boundless help, and divine healing. Merciful God, we ask you to wrap loving arms around all those afflicted by loss, overwhelmed by anxiety, stress, and depression, socially and financially afflicted. We thank you that more and more people are getting vaccines now, even in short supply. We pray for health professionals on the front line and for the scientists who are diligently working on treatments of the virus and developing vaccines. Lord, you have called us to Lenten journey, but we still feel that we aren't ready. We feel like we are on a journey in an arid and dusty place where rocks, snakes, and dry dust threaten our way. We are called to be those who would bear hope in such a place. Lord, help us to remember that the good that we do, no matter how small it is truly good in your sight. Enable us to work together for peace and harmony in your world. Draw us closer to you and help us to trust in you. Now we lift up names of those who need healing. Lord, you know exactly what their needs are. Touch them with your healing grace. Embrace them with your caring love. Have mercy on Ernestine Doddle, Marge Wilson, Sandy Stanatis, Don Younger, Deborah Freeman, Carmen Huckabee, Alan Gordall. We also lift up Shari members, Phyllis Murphy, Wick Hopper, Fred and Faye Gillespie, Anna Martin, Ann Canfield, Wayne Dawson, and Shirley Rosebrough. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.